child of life. A daily expression of that life. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one. One.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here each week to help you discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to discover the peace and the joy that is your birthright as a divinely created being. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you want to be inspired to live a happier and healthier life, or to discover the thousands of simple tools that are available to help you do that, or if you want to feel more love in your life, or feel more connected with your own higher self, and if you want to create more joy or peace or beauty in the world, then you're in the right place. On Inner Divinity, we are committed to healing our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, to remembering the truth of who we really are. We focus here on spirituality rather than on religion. So if you long for any of that, then tune in every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Spiritual growth is our passion here, in part because we've had to learn to access a power greater than our individual selves in order to heal deep wounds and make living worthwhile. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it and watched countless others do it as well. Mostly, all we need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, accept, and then release whatever has blocked our connection with the divine source of all life. Call that God or Great Spirit or Goddess or Universal Spirit. In my experience, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but it matters greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often subconscious, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin reclaiming who we really are, to release those blocks and begin embracing our God-given birthrights to feel whole, happy, and at peace in mind, in body, and in spirit. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach with a master's in counseling psychology. And my co-host is Sage Woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our shared passion is helping anyone who wants to grow, who wants to awaken to the truth of who they really are, and to share the many ways that we've discovered for doing so. We follow many of the teachings of our Native American ancestors, and we both know way too much about releasing pain, about how to heal, because we've had to learn in order to keep living. Feeling connected with divine power and taking action from that deep, unconditional love that lives inside of us can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We give you the tools and the inspiration to begin living the life you've always wanted to live. And we hope that you and all of your friends join us right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Divine Spirit is alive in you. We know that because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, you carry that divine spark of life and the power and the love that it holds right inside of you. And because of that inner divinity, you have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other type of suffering that you've been doing. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. We begin that journey each week with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true, and to let ourselves move if we want to, so the body can actually feel the spirit moving inside of it. We also want to let you know that there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we hope you stay tuned for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Man in the mirror, oh yeah, asking you.
AIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I'm here today with my co-host, Sage Woman. How are you, Sage?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fabulous.
Yeah.
We are here to say happy holidays to everyone. There are so many holy days in November and December, and Merry Christmas, and Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Solstice, and we're going to talk a little bit about solstice today. Our show here every Wednesday is called Inner Divinity, and what we do on this show is we give you tools and hopefully inspiration to live happier, healthier, and more spiritually connected lives, because I personally think that's what we're doing here as humans. We're here to grow. We're here to serve our soul's purpose, and so every week we talk about simple ways sometimes and sometimes not so simple ways that each and every one of us can raise our own level of consciousness and feel connected in a way that I think every human being I've ever spoken to wants to feel. Because when we have that sense of connection, we feel alive, we feel awake. And we thought we would talk today about the winter solstice, because that is happening on December 21st at 12:11 p.m. Eastern Time. And the winter solstice is, of course, the longest night of the year. And after that date, then the nights get shorter, which means the days get longer and there is more light. So there have been celebrations around the solstice
probably since humanity has been here. So it is a celebration of the light. It's also a celebration of the dark, because it's about going inside and being internal and knowing what's really going on in the deepest, darkest, most sacred parts of yourself. So we're going to talk about that a bit today, and I think Sage and I both have had a lot of really good times in our lives celebrating what it means to go inside and come back out again. And we're going to let you also hear a little bit about what these times of year, the equinoxes where the day and night are the same, and the solstices where either the day or the night is the longest. I'm going to give you a little information about that from nature's perspective, because I work with nature intelligence, and I think nature has a really interesting take on what happens at those times of year, because nature intelligence is involved in the energy that's coming into the earth itself at those times of year. So we're going to be telling you more about that. I also want to let you know that we are still very much wanting your support so that we can keep this show on the air. And you can pledge your support by calling us here during the show. The number is 513-749-1444. You can also go online to the WAIF website, which is WAIF883.org, and make a pledge online. And just be sure that you include Inner Divinity on that form when you donate online, and then this show will get credit for your donation. We want to thank all the people who have donated to the show, because that's what keeps us on the air, and we're very, very grateful. We have been very well supported this year, and we're really, really thankful for it. So thank you very much. And I think I'm going to start the whole conversation about solstice by just asking Sage what she does, or if you do anything, to really celebrate the solstice.
Well, yeah, you know, it's kind of something that I was thinking about today, that naturally I was feeling like going within.
Yeah.
Even when I see on my calendar, like, all these events and parties and holiday festivities, which is great to celebrate. But I was just really feeling in my own space for myself that I'll use part of this upcoming weekend. I think I kind of started it with the full moon last night, too.
Yeah.
And really will just trust myself to go and take that time of hibernation. That's what I feel like. Celebrating. I like to celebrate with a bonfire. I like to celebrate with dance, drumming. Anything that I can bring into it that just kind of feels festive. And I think this weekend will be no different. We'll definitely engage in some music and dance and drumming and just celebrating that energy of life and light and dark. But personally, I think I'm going to go within.
Yeah. Well, that's really what the season, the winter, mm-hmm. it's like it makes sense mm-hmm. that throughout human's history, because, you know, we haven't had electric lights for very long in terms of human history.
Right.
Before we had electric lights, there was just a very natural tendency as the days got shorter to go inside earlier, to go to bed earlier. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it makes sense from the body's perspective that this time of year would be a time of sitting quietly, mm-hmm. being indoors, mm-hmm. maybe being with family, maybe being on your own. That's not it. It's mm-hmm. about that quiet, not being out there working in the garden or
right.
chopping down the trees,
right.
that you're in that inner quiet space. I always think of this time of year from the winter solstice until the spring equinox as the time of really going inside and getting very clear about who I am and what's my purpose and how do I bring that up, because as the light increases, mm-hmm. then I feel that urge mm-hmm. to bring that up and bring it out into the world. So for me, the spring equinox is about almost like a rebirth, like coming back
right.
into.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think for me, too, I've watched as time has progressed in my life and on my spiritual path, I find myself instinctually and naturally wanting to go within, where that was so opposite, because I wasn't really in that place.
Yeah.
And it feels really good. And I feel like that you sometimes look at the new year with setting up, what am I going to do this year? What are my resolutions and all of that? But for me, I go more within to just allowing myself to simply be without even thinking about what I'm going to be doing.
Right.
It's like resting my entire brain and body.
it's like gestation.
Yeah, it does.
That's how I think.
I do too, yeah.
It's like you're just gestating yourself. You're just resting there in the womb, in the divine mother, in the spirit. You're just resting inside, not being mental, not trying to figure something out, just allowing yourself to. I really do think of it as resting in the womb. That's why I call it gestation. And for me, the solstice really starts that process in some way. And even though that's the longest night of the year, and so the nights get shorter after that, it's still, those are the very long nights.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I have always thought about with the solstice is the reason that it's been celebrated throughout human history is because it brings, it's like you can have faith that the light will return. You can celebrate the fact that, yeah, okay, it's dark now, but lights get more every day from here on out. So it was like a celebration. And it was also a good excuse throughout human history for people to come together. And that's where the whole idea of gift giving and all that sharing of family stuff actually came from, because the solstice celebrations were going on for many thousands of years before the advent of Christianity. And it's like, it's just the time of year, because you can't garden. You can't be outside, you know, hunting and gathering. Hopefully you've already done that.
Sure.
Otherwise you're going to be hungry soon.
Exactly.
And so it's a time to rest, to relax.
And that is a big deal, especially in, you know, Western culture, to take that time.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing, and I should be this, that, and the other. But it is so great to be able to step into that, even if you do it a little bit of your time. But taking that, it's necessary in order to recharge. And and that time in that silence, or that being in the womb energy, it really gives you that opportunity to just naturally recharge. Because we don't do that hardly ever.
Right. Well, how do you give from an empty well?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a lot of it. You hear that, family and friends?
Well, you know, I think that's a really good symbolism, is you're refilling the well. That's
right.
What this time of year is about, is refilling that well so that in the spring you can come out renewed. Mm-hmm. You can come out with clarity.
Right.
You can come out feeling supported and uplifted because you've been recharged.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
love
great.
That.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We have some supporters and sponsors of this show, Inner Divinity, and we want to let you hear from them now.
Okay. Well, we will go ahead and get that from the underwriting of Soul Crafting with Sage and Patty. And that support is for Inner Divinity, and they are located in historic downtown Lebanon, Ohio. Soul Crafting offers workshops and classes to nourish the soul, plus individual intuitive and palm readings. Monthly activities include First Saturday Soul Crafting, Third Friday Wild Women Drumming Circle, and last Sunday Guided Meditation and Energy Healing. For more information, you can visit their website at soulcraftings.com.
Boy, I still want to make that drumming circle.
Come out.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's free, so.
Yeah, free things are always
good. Free things
good.
Are really good. So.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think we have one more here, so we'll go ahead and get that as well.
This is Mary Manera, creator of Enter the Quiet Silent Retreats at Hope Springs Institute in Peebles, Ohio. Online at hopespringsinstitute.org. I'm hosting our 16th annual Women's Retreat, February 14th through the 17th, and our Retreat for Women and Women, October 3rd through 6th. For more information, you can call 513-470-2973 or visit our page page at hopespringsinstitute.org/quiet. That's 513-470-2973.
That support and invite you to support them as well. And I wanted to let you know, because a lot of people ask me if it matters if the timing of the actual solstice means anything, and that's why I wanted to bring in the information from nature, because from Nature Intelligence, I work a lot with Nature Intelligence, and I work with a lot of materials from Paralandra, which is in Virginia. And from nature's perspective, there is an exact moment of the equinox or the solstice, whatever it is, time of year. And there is something that happens specifically at that time. So the actual time is important if you want to acknowledge that for yourself and do anything with that. So I'm going to give you a couple of dates and times. This winter solstice is this week, December 21st, at 11 minutes after noon on December 21st. If you want to know the spring equinox for the coming year, that's going to be on March 20th at 12:57 p.m. on March 20th. I'm giving you Eastern times here. And the summer solstice for this coming year is at June 21st at 6:51 a.m. Eastern time. And then the fall equinox is September 22nd at 10:29 p.m. Those last three dates, obviously, are 2014. The reason I'm telling you those exact times is because there's something that happens that nature gives to the earth itself. I think that nature is God in form, God made manifest. So when I'm saying nature, I'm really talking about spirit or God or however you frame that. I'm not a particularly religious person, but spirituality rules my life. And so I try not to talk in religious terms, because I think whatever religion you practice or not is wonderful. Whatever it is that lets you feel connected to that source energy, I think that's really what's important. I happen to call that God. So I think nature is God being expressed in the physical world. And so what nature says happens is on those days, from nature's perspective, the fall equinox is the new year. And that's when nature sort of turns over a new leaf, if you'll pardon the pun, and brings in, that's nature's new year. And there is a small amount of life vitality that nature actually brings into the earth at that time. At the winter solstice, there's a slightly more amount of energy released into the earth from nature. And, of course, at the spring equinox, an even greater amount is released. And the greatest, of course, is at the summer solstice, because that's the harvest time. And so that's the greatest amount of life vitality energy that's being moved into the earth from nature. And that is a way that we can tap into what's going on. Is if we tap in at those exact times, then we can also include our own personal cycle, if you will, into what's going on with that particular energy and at that particular time. Because each of us has personal life cycles as well. And just like the earth has these life cycles that we're talking about, spring, summer, fall and winter. And we're pretty clear of what goes on the earth in terms of those different cycles. I don't think most of us are quite that clear of what goes on inside of ourselves. But I think Sage was speaking to that when there is a natural instinctive desire as the days get shorter to go within, to rest and sort of refill that well, so that when the sun comes back out again and the days are longer, we have the energy and the, it's like we feel enough vitality because we've gotten clear inside of ourselves to come back out in a new way. So if you want to tie your own personal cycles into the different times for the equinoxes or the solstices, then that's really simple. All you have to do is just say that you want to do that. I want to include my personal life cycle in this solstice or equinox rhythm. And then what that can do is you can, a lot of people can actually feel an immediate alignment with sort of the natural flow of life just by doing that. If you want to observe the equinox or the solstice, then what you can do is, and this is from nature's perspective again and nature's suggestion, is that 15 minutes prior to whatever the exact moment is of the solstice we'll talk about, since that's what's coming up, just step back from your day or your night's activity, depending on what time it is, and just sit quietly and shift your attention to nature and to your relationship, your connection with nature. And what I mean by that is obviously the trees and the earth, but I also mean your own physical self, because your physical body is just as much a part of nature as are the trees in the woods. And so you don't have to be outside for this. You just sit down, get quiet, and tune into your own physical nature as well as into the nature around you. And for the winter solstice, which is what's happening on the 21st, just think about what might be the second stage of this life cycle and what sort of life vitality that is being poured into the planning and the design of this year's cycle, because that's really what nature intelligence is doing. It's providing the vitality, the order, the organization, and the life vitality. So if you tune in with that patterning, then I think it helps you feel more in the flow, as they would say, more aligned. And so sit down 15 minutes prior to the exact time, tune in with that, and then just remain quietly focused for 15 minutes after the time. And however much time you want to spend before or after is entirely up to you, of course. But that half an hour, if you can give it that, is enough time for you to get really present and grounded in yourself. And then once the shift from nature into the earth, into nature, into your body, into the planet happens, then it gives you time to assimilate it, to integrate it. And that's just a little suggestion from nature. If you want to add bells and candles and dancing,
that'd be sage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we like that.
By all means, do that, because whatever you add to it is just, you are literally feeding your own self. And I often like candles, depending on what time of year it is. And just don't forget to blow them out before you go back to sleep if it's happening at night. But I also often do dancing, because I can feel that influx of life vitality, and it feels good. So if you want to, you don't have to get all complicated and involved. You can just sit down at the exact moment and say, I'd like to align myself with this influx of energy. I want to be in the flow. And you may or may not feel that influx of energy. It doesn't happen, because for us, what makes things happen is intention. So if it's your intention to honor nature at that particular time and to be in connection with it, then you will be.
Yeah, I was thinking when you were talking about that, how miraculous this whole world is set up in nature, because it has its, it's the wheel of the year. It's the wheel.
Yes.
And when you move into it, you can just dance with nature and go with it all the way through the year, because it takes you exactly to where you're supposed to be. It's like miraculous. You really follow that.
Yes.
And you know, you don't, once you step into it and you really move with that along with the energy of the moon, and you feel your body almost like as one with everything else, because it's natural, it's nature, and we're natural.
Yes.
And we're nature. We really don't have to fight all of that when we flow in it, and simply, like you said, just intend.
Yes.
Intentions, you know.
Yeah.
And it just really begins to give you that sense of just you're in the right place, you're doing the right thing. I love that.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. When I first started working with nature intelligence, you know, I've always had a real connection with nature,
right?
Just like in the woods. Mm-hmm. And then when I started working with nature intelligence, studying the Paralandra stuff, it really shifted and changed my understanding of nature, because I really got it that nature is an intelligence.
Absolutely.
And before, it had always been like just a really warm and cozy kind of feeling, and mm-hmm. I like that. And now there's such a respect and such a feeling of support that comes from that connection with mm-hmm. nature, because nature is what holds the blueprint for everything that exists in form. And so if I ever want to know anything about anything, I go to the intelligence that has the blueprint for it.
Absolutely.
And I can find out anything about
right.
anything.
Right.
And I love that, because I think that's part of what you were speaking to when you feel in the flow.
Right, right.
You don't have to not know. You don't have to be confused or worried.
Exactly.
You can just tune in.
Yeah, and it's so there, and it is what it is, but just like listening to you again talk about it just put me in that place of knowing that that right there is the divine intelligence.
Absolutely.
It really is. And it's right there. All you have to do is honor it, acknowledge it. Not just, I think people are beginning to really understand that. I feel like there is shifting of the understanding we are the same, you know?
That we are divinely.
Absolutely. I like that.
Yeah, divinely created, divinely inspired.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I really get it. That these bodies, as well as these thoughts and these emotions, are actually nature, because it exists in form. Anything that we can perceive with our senses,
mm-hmm.
from nature's perspective, is form.
Right.
And so nature holds the order, the organization, or creates it, or provides it, I'm not sure what you would say, the order, organization, and life vitality of everything in form. So when we connect with that consciously, then we have a much clearer understanding of our own bodies, but also of our own thoughts and emotions. We can look at it differently.
Right.
And at this time of year, with the winter solstice, the cycle, I think, really, from nature's perspective, it's like at the fall equinox, that's the beginning of nature's new year. And, you know, the gardens outside, everything is kind of... and quiet. It's mm-hmm. at peace. The summer harvest is over. The whole outside in nature sort of feels relaxed. So nature's not giving a lot of life vitality at that time. It's just creating an environment for birth, for like the birth of the new year. And then by winter solstice, the cycle is beginning to take on organization and form. We're beginning to be able to see what's this next new year about. And it's like, that's when the planning and the designs for the year actually begin happening. I think that's actually how the whole New Year resolution thing ever came to be. It's because at winter solstice, that's naturally what's happening at a nature level. And we're feeling that mm-hmm. desire mm-hmm. to go inside and get clear about, okay, who am I again? And what am I doing? And what really matters? And how do I do that in a way that actually I can live with?
Exactly.
So we're in the process of accessing that information so that then we can bring it out in the springtime.
And I think it also is such a way of deepening your relationship with nature, with Creator, and really having that respect of something so much bigger than yourself, in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
And then honoring that you're part of it and just as big.
Exactly. I love that.
Isn't that so...
I love that. You know, that reminds me, I've done a lot of spiritual work with a lot of adults, and I haven't worked with a lot of kids, but I worked with this 13-year-old girl one time, and I asked her, I was working with her mother, and so then I worked with her, and I asked her, because we were talking about being spiritual, and she was very intuitive and had a lot of things happening and needed some help with it. And so because of what she was saying, at one point I asked her, so what is your understanding of God? And she kind of looked at me like, That is the stupidest question I ever heard.
That's a big one.
But she answered it. She looked at me and she kind of cocked her head and she said, I am God.
Wow.
And God is so much more than I am.
Wow.
I'm like,
yeah, that's
that is it.
Really on it.
That's what you just said.
Right. That, I guess so.
Nature is so much bigger than this little self.
Right.
And yet we're it.
We are.
We couldn't be anything else.
You honor nature, you honor yourself. You honor yourself, you honor nature, because there is no separation. Because we are not here without it.
Exactly.
Oh, we're not here without it. I mean, that it can do fine without us. In a way, right?
Well, the planet, for sure.
Yeah, the planet. But, I mean, it's a co-creation. And I think that I really feel that this is a great time when you go into that space is to really... How do you come out of it and be at one with it and take that into your life every single day? And how are you going to make that energy magic every day count? It's so important and so simple, but that's what this whole season means to me.
Yeah.
It really does. It's changed so much for me and how I look at this whole... So much happens at this time of the year, obviously, with Kwanzaa and the solstice and Christmas and everything, Yule. But to me, it's all about recharging, but also coming out a person that is going to love themselves more and take care of themselves more in order to spread that outwardly. That's really it. That's really it.
Well, and you know, that was absolutely the message of Jesus, which is what Christmas is all about.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about loving yourself, loving everyone, and taking care of yourself and taking care of everyone. That was the primary message.
And if you do not take the time to go within, and if you don't take the time to be reflective, how do you take care of yourself? Because we have to
You don't even know yourself.
We have to honor. I'm all about honoring the napping process. I feel that, you know. I feel more like, I said the other day, I feel like this cat that just wants to nap right now, you know. But when I'm in that place, I feel so, it feels so, I don't know, just connected. And connected.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the point, actually, of I don't know if I want to say the point, but that's part of the purpose of being aligned with the seasons, is that we naturally notice that there's less to do outside and more to do inside.
Right. So true. Isn't that?
And we're provided with the perfect environment in order to do that. And we can do that with other people, or we can do that on our own. Because if you don't go inside, how do you even know who you are?
You don't.
If you don't spend that time in self-reflection, if you don't spend the time questioning what's important to me, what really matters to me, then every action you take is not going to be fulfilling. It's only going to take up time because you still haven't figured out what's fulfilling yet.
Probably that's why it's so tough for everyone to slow down and go within, because when you do, you got to get real. You got to come to that space of you're not everything else on the outside isn't your distraction.
And you make different decisions.
You sure do.
Yeah.
But it's good.
She's not saying it's easy.
No, it's not easy.
Sometimes it's really easy.
Yeah.
And it's almost always simple.
Yes.
But it's not necessarily easy. Just simple. And it's as simple as you go inside, you know who you are, and then you take action from that truth. And that's way simpler than all this convoluted, crazy action that you take that doesn't fulfill you because you don't know what you want or who you are, and you're just running around.
Right.
If you actually know who you are, and this is the time to start that process, then it's easier to act from that truth. And I'll tell you, truth is what gives us power. Truth is what gives us courage. Truth is what lights that way. front of us. And I will grant you that it takes courage to actually do that process.
Big courage.
Don't scare people, Sage.
But good courage. But you know what? When you step through it, how you feel afterwards is like there's no turning back, because you open yourself up to just really realizing that, you know, you are okay as you are, light and dark, dark and light. It becomes less and less difficult to take that time. And what's so beautiful, you're supposed to. That's why it's winter. That's why it's
it all works together,
it
see?
Does.
Yes. We also want to let you know that we are on Facebook. The show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we would love to connect with you on Facebook. We are always doing interviews of people and having them share how they woke up, how they got connected, how they refilled their own well, and how they came out again in more truth and courage and honesty. You can call those aha moments or transformational stories or epiphanies if you would like. But we would love to talk with you about perhaps sharing your story on the radio. And you can get in touch with us through that Facebook page. Again, that's Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. You can also get in touch with either Sage or myself personally, and we would be happy to talk with you about that. And Sage, you can get in touch with her through soulcraftings.com. And also, she's on Facebook as Sage Woman. You can get in touch with me through melissadyer.com. And or I also have a Facebook page called Holistic Intuitive Services. And so you can find us on the web fairly easily. You can always call us at the station or email us, whatever works better for you. There's also a lot of free information and a guided meditation for getting in touch with your higher self on my website, melissadyer.com. And so if you feel like you want some help with going inside, with getting quiet, with knowing how to connect with that deeper part of yourself, then that guided meditation can help you do that. It's just a way to help you get grounded and centered and be in a clearer communication with your higher self. And you can download that for free if you would like from my website. So we have about 10 more minutes on the show, and I just wanted to wrap up partly by encouraging everyone to remember, whatever your spiritual tradition is, to look to the heart of it and take the time and find the sacredness that's in the heart of what Jesus taught. If Christmas is your thing, if you are more interested, Hanukkah, of course, has already happened, and until Christmas was a big thing, Hanukkah never really was, but I have a lot of Jewish friends who laugh about the whole idea of Hanukkah being around Christmas, but this year it happened at Thanksgiving, which has never happened before. It's usually much closer to Christmas. There is Kwanzaa from December 26th until, I think, the New Year. It's 7 days. And Yule, the solstice, Christmas, I'm probably forgetting somebody. There are a lot of ways to celebrate, because this has been a sacred time of year for humanity, probably from the beginning of humanity, however you gauge that, however you time that. But I think what we forget in all the busyness and the shopping and the commercialization of everything, it's not about presents, folks. With the T-S on the end, it's about presence, E-N-C-E. So if you're going to think about presence, think about P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence in you, rather than presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. Because I think there got to be a confusion somewhere in those words. The focus, if it's on presence internally, then you find the sacred. You find the power that is in you. You find and you celebrate the divine. And that's who we really are. And what really matters. And so that's my prayer in this season always, is that you go inside and you find that divine, so that when you come out again, you're coming from that place.
Absolutely. I cannot tell you how I am so in line with that, because it's so about the giving and receiving, but not in the sense of the commercial end of it. This is a great time to really look at all that you already have.
Gratitude.
You know, do you really need another thing? I mean, it's awesome to give the gifts and all of that and the kids, but if you really look around, there are so many ways that you can give of your presence just simply by being there in that present, in the moment, and giving of your time, of your energy, of your love, of your light.
Just
and
of your attention.
Absolutely. Slow it down. And God, just listen to somebody. Just engage and really hear what that person is. For me, I just really have been conscious of, you know, listening to other people, because I feel like sometimes I talk about my stuff too much.
Neither of us like to talk. You've got to be kidding me.
I'm going to choke here. Right, I mean, we sit down for lunch and, how you doing, Sage? My goal is to have it the other way. But I think that this is, it's time for a little bit of a change in this energy of Christmas and the holiday season. I hope that it's moving in that place of being more reflective, because there's enough stuff. I feel that way.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It's too commercial for me. I just don't get into it that way.
I don't either. I haven't in many years.
I can't.
I like gift giving, but I like gift giving from the heart.
Me too.
Not
stressed out and driving crazy.
Not material stuff.
No.
I don't do shopping. I don't do the malls.
I don't either.
I do maybe gift certificates, or I give of myself as much as I can.
Right.
Because it is about presence. And when I'm really hearing someone, or when I'm really giving from what it feels someone can use,
yes,
then there is a fulfillment that happens.
Right.
Whereas if I just think I have to get you a present, and I just rush and go find something that I think, oh my God, okay, now that's taken care of. What is the beauty in that? What is the sacred in that?
It isn't. It's obligation, and and I see it on people's faces, because I've been observing that. And I don't think this is a time that we should feel that stress. And we have to start taking it off ourselves and each other. And it doesn't mean we don't celebrate, and gifting is great. But again, I think you said it's a heart. And there's so many people on this planet that just could use the presence.
Yeah.
The presence of feeling that love, or their loneliness being touched. So I welcome that in. I look for ways and ask for ways to be better at that for myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and you know, I think in our culture, I know for me, I have to actually get very conscious and make an effort to connect. Because like so many people, I can just stay busy and keep moving and keep going, and I don't, it's like I did with you today when I said, okay, look, we need to connect.
I know, I love that.
And I've been wanting to do that for a couple of months, and it's like, well, that's what really I think this season is about for me, is taking the time to get conscious, to actually do what feeds you and what might feed someone else.
Right. I read that email twice. I'm like, yay, let's spend time with me. And that was a big gift, because that feels good. And
yes,
it makes me more conscious of doing that and slowing myself down, too. As much as I concentrate on being slowed down and wanting to hibernate, But I mean, slowing down in my interactions with people.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We want to thank you so much for listening today. We are just about out of time here. We want to make sure that you know to join us. We will be here on Christmas Day, next Wednesday. So we look forward to seeing you again next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. You can connect with us on Facebook or on the WAVE website. You can listen to the show. And we are going to close out with God Is by Faith Rivera, because wherever you are, that's where the divine is. That's the presence. So wherever you give that, then that's what you're giving. I hope that's what you're giving this season. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.